What you got riding on this game?
My daughter.
What a gambler.
It's time for Parkins versus Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel.
It's something. It's a newer type of situation. And
no, I'm confused. I've been hearing it. Like, I feel like just this year.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
The segment where Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel pick NFL games against not only each other, but their own family.
Bears.
Why the Bears?
Because Bears.
Can you say, hey, Spiegs, I'm going to beat you again.
I'm going to beat you again. Pete.
Just fathers and sons bonding over gambling on football.
Where's my money, Dad?
I left it in there.
What? How could you do that, Dad? It was my money.
That's bad money. I don't want you to have that money.
Parkins versus Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel on the Parkins and Spiegel Show on 670 The Score.
Picking games is hard for sports radio hosts and 2.5-year-olds and 10-year-olds. We all went 1-2 last week against the spread. Me and Owen are both 2-4 on the season. You and Ruben are both 3-3 on the season.
Uh-huh.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. I'll go first. All right, first game.
Yep.
I think the Ravens' loss last week was fluky. There were blown coverages. The Patriots do not have the offensive talent that Miami has. Obviously, basically nobody does. I think Lamar looks great from the pocket. Laying less than a field goal with a really well-coached team in the Ravens, I think they will correct those blown coverages and win and cover that small number in New England. I know it's scary going against Belichick, and my man Nick Costos in the promo likes the Patriots to win outright. I am laying it with Baltimore, -2.5. Owen Parkins, what's your first pick, my man?
All right, Owen, you ready for football picks?
Yeah.
Can you say, 2-1, here I come?
2-1, here I come.
This week, 3-0.
This week, 3-0.
Okay, let's pick some games.
I'm done.
No, you're not done yet. hey, Lions or Vikings?
Lions or Vikings? Mufasa!
Mufasa, so you like the Lions?
Yeah.
What does Hakuna Matata mean?
I mean, no worry. For what shall be your days?
All right, so Lions +5.5 against the Vikings.
You know how terrible it feels to root against a kid that cute? You don't know. It's tough. It's tough out here.
Yeah.
But I hope he goes down in a heap of tears. Ravens -2.5 in New England. I'm with you on this one, Danny.
Oh, no.
I know, buddy, but the way to beat the Ravens is, don't worry, I'm trying this year. The way to beat the Ravens is to pass the ball with authority down the field or throw short to explosive, fast wideouts and let them blow by the secondary. The Pats have Mac Jones and a bunch of potential number two wideouts. Baltimore won't be as explosive as they were against Miami, but they also won't give up half of what they did last week. So, yes, you and I lockstep on the Ravens laying 2.5. Fruit of my loins, Ruben, what you got?
All right, Ruben, ready to make some football picks?
Yep.
How are we doing in the standings?
You and me are tied for first place.
Nice.
And Danny and Owen, they're tied for second, or should I say last?
Dead last.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. All right, ready? Here we go. Saints -3 over the Panthers. What do you like of these two teams?
Even though the Saints have better offense with 346 yards gained per game, they're 17th in the league, and the Panthers have 268 yards per game, which is 27th in the league. But defense-wise, the Saints have the same defense as offense, and they're still 17th in defense. But the Panthers have 9th in the league of yards allowed in defense, which means that I'm pretty sure the Panthers might not let the Saints score a single touchdown.
Wow. All right, so you're taking Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
Danny, I told you could edit it. I'll try and tighten them up. for next week.
Dude, let the kid improv. You're force feeding him all these numbers.
He asked for him. He asked for him, Shane.
It's no longer the feel that Ruben won with last year.
You think he's getting too analytical? Interesting.
Yeah. Go with your heart, Rube.
Go with your gut. All right. Well,
wait, how many points there? I missed it in that 4-minute explanation.
No, it's my fault for not editing. Sorry, I couldn't have the heart to edit a 10-year-old. Oh,
Panthers what?
Minus something.
Okay, I'll just put that in the sheet. Panthers minus something, and we'll just decide on Monday.
No. Panthers plus 2.5.
There it is. Thank you, Danny.
Panthers plus 2.5.
All right, we're Gucci.
You sure that was the line when you did the picks?
I'm sure it was not.
Maybe.
I'm sure it was not. We will lock him into
it.
Yeah. Whatever it is right now. All right. Well, we clearly need to go fast because these kids are upstaging us with time. I think the Titans are bad this year. This has been profitable for me so far. Raiders played the Chargers, were competitive, and then they lost a fluky game to the Cardinals. I don't think the Titans have the pass rush to disrupt Derek Carr. I'll lay 1.5 with Vegas in Tennessee. Owen Parkins, your second pick.
Bills or Dolphins?
A dolphin.
You like Dolphins? What do you like about Dolphins?
Blowout.
You say it's going to be a blowout? Yeah. I don't know if I... Maybe we'll do a different one. But all right, so you like the Dolphins plus 5 against Buffalo?
No.
Hey, come back here.
He's gone.
It's hard to wrangle a 2.5-year-old, man.
So are we settling on Dolphins plus 5.5 then?
Yeah, Dolphins plus 5.5.
He said no.
He's locked in.
He flat out said no. But I'm thinking, when he said blowout, I was thinking about the water coming out of the
That
top
is 100% what he meant. And I was thinking, like, oh, he thinks it's going to be a blowout. So now the kid's fading Josh Allen. That's a tough spot to be in. But I don't really love the Bills secondary in this game, so.
Doesn't matter.
So, yeah, he's on the Dolphins at the point.
This is the point. Kid likes a Dolphin. Done deal.
All right, I got a blowhole.
I got the 49ers giving 1.5 at Denver because I don't think Nathaniel Hackett's good at his job. They have 25 penalties through 2 weeks. So I'm with the general, John McClain, in thinking that Nathaniel Hackett is trash and the 49ers will cover. Ruben, your second pick.
The Eagles minus 6.5 points against the Commanders.
Okay. So on the first hand for offense, the Eagles have the literal best offense in the league with 470 yards per game. And the Commanders have 6 best offense, which is 393 yards per game. defense-wise, Eagles are 14th in the league with 325 yards per game, and the Commanders are 27th in the league with 464 yards per game, allowed. So I'm pretty sure the Eagles are going to win.
Eagles' best offense against the 27th defense.
Yes.
Gotcha. So you like the Eagles?
Yeah.
He asked me for yards for and yards against, so I gave it to him. I gave him too much.
Credit to a 10-year-old for using the word however properly in a sentence.
That was
I
really
did
well
like
done.
That.
Yeah, however was well placed there. I have more, Dan.
But again, how many points, Ruben?
He doesn't know about the spread.
Eagles minus 5.5.
Okay.
Six and a half. Number is 6.5. All right, I'm just going to go quick. Rams minus 3.5 in Arizona. I'm going with all small favorites in this spot. I think the Rams are really good, and people just saw them got blown out against the Bills in week one, and Arizona I don't think is very good. So Rams minus 3.5. Who does Owen like?
Texans or Bears?
Bears.
Can you say, duh, Bears?
Duh, Bears.
Do that again. Say, duh, Bears.
Duh, Bears.
One more time. Say, duh, Bears.
Duh, Bears.
Say it louder.
Duh, Bears.
Got
I'm
one.
I'm just going for drops.
Yeah, I think you got I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You got one. I think you got one there.
Yeah, all right. So he likes the Bears. Okay. Minus 2.5. Go ahead, Speaks.
So do I. I like the Bears minus 2.5. Luke Getsy is adjusting. Layups will be coming. Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet, both with touchdowns. And David Montgomery is the best bear on the field. Angry tackling as well. I like the Bears minus 2.5. Ruben, your third pick.
The Bears at home minus 3 against the Houston Texans.
I'm going to say, well, the Texans are 28th in offense, but with 31st in defense. And the Bears have the worst offense and 22nd defense.
So not good teams.
Sadly, I think I might have to go with the Texans.
Really?
Yeah, because even though the Bears are dealing with the second worst defense in the league,
yeah,
the Texans still might have a pretty good hold on the Bears.
Wow. This is scary. Ruben's not taking the Bears.
I know. It starts getting serious when that happens.
Yeah, it does. He's like the only one. He's the only one in Chicago picking the Texans. Good for Ruben. He's zigging when everyone else is zagging. I'm kind of now rooting for that. That's good. Good for Ruben. He's willing to be a contrarian in the face of public pressure.
I think so.
Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel. Spieg sees some positivity that needs to be highlighted. We'll do that as we put a bow on this thing ahead of Cubs baseball. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.